Amid all the U.S. diplomatic documents published by the website WikiLeaks are cables about mental health, gastrointestinal problems, and a mysterious tumor. The documents were penned by U.S. diplomats about Latin American leaders. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports they've sparked outrage around the region.
In the slew of messages released by WikiLeaks about South America, there's plenty of American concern about terrorists. And information about the close ties between Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez and Iran. But what has struck a lot of observers on the region is the almost personal obsession about leaders like Argentina's president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. The State Department, in a 2009 cable to Buenos Aires, asks if she's on medication and whether she's able to manage her nerves and anxiety. Adam Isaacson is an analyst with a think tank, the Washington Office on Latin America. He's been reading carefully.
The real damage done here has not been, you know, nefarious plots or conspiracies or, you know, planning coups or anything. If there's damage at all, it's that we've seen a lot of snarky comments, backhanded insults, speculations about people's mental and physical state.
The Argentine cable by the State Department says, quote, "We have a much more solid understanding of Nestor Kirchner's style and personality," referring to Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's husband, who'd been president of Argentina until 2007. The cable goes on to say, quote, "We'd like to develop a more well-rounded view of Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner." As in much of the world, the WikiLeaks cables have caused something of an uproar in the press. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called the Argentine president to express regret, as a State Department spokesman put it. Fernandez de Kirchner has kept silent. Not so Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela.
El imperio quedó desnudo. Yo no sé cómo qué va a hacer a Estados Unidos.
On his nationally televised show, Chavez said the United States was, quote, "left naked by the release of the documents." Another personal rumor came out of Brazil. A U.S. embassy cable reported that the defense minister in that country, Nelson Jobim, had told the American ambassador last year that Bolivia's president had a nose tumor. He's Evo Morales, an indigenous leader often at odds with U.S. policy. His office denied that he'd ever had a tumor. Not everything reflects badly on U.S. diplomats. Cables show they're closely tracking Iran's budding ties to Latin America and Tehran's search for uranium. The U.S. ambassador in Honduras also wrote a cable last year saying that the removal of Honduran President Manuel Zelaya by the military was, quote, "illegal and unconstitutional." Michael Schifter, an analyst in Washington, says the cable shows the U.S. was not involved in the coup.
I think the U.S. showed some professionalism in handling the Honduran crisis, and what the private communication shows is pretty much what was said publicly, and that I think it's will be disappointing for conspiracy theorists.
Observers of the region say they want to read more. Isaacson, the think tank analyst, has closely tracked Colombia for years, in particular the man who recently left the presidency, Álvaro Uribe. He was a loyal U.S. ally but was caught up in many scandals.
Find out what the diplomats in the region are saying when they think no one's listening. What did they say about their staunch ally when they thought they were just talking to each other?
And how their private comments deviated from their public ones. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered.